Welcome to today's Greenhass and Jenks Media Clips podcast. Ilan Hymoff, partner and head of the entertainment and media practice at Greenhass and Jenks, will be interviewing Jason E. Squire, associate professor at the USC School of Cinematic Arts and editor of the Movie Business Book.
Jason, welcome to our third podcast on the entertainment and media industry. And we wanted
Thank you so much. Yeah.
You're welcome. We wanted to start with our first question. We're hoping you can share with us your point of view on the key trends you see in our industry.
Sure. Thank you. Let's start with three trends that are emerging and some are taking hold. The studios will keep making global expensive movies. Overseas markets will maintain their value and importance. And as you know, today they're exceeding box office of domestic. So it's really a global market and the emphasis is on global. The North American market is stable. The second trend involves independent distribution. So those distributors will continue to be challenged because online platforms are financing so many original movies and other content and in their wheelhouse and budget range, and that increases competition. And third, the issue of collapsing windows. Now, this will continue to threaten exhibition as distributors want their product out there on all platforms as soon as possible due to impatient consumers. And that push-pull that's happening behind the scenes is still going on and continue. And I think that's a good thing in general. The studios, in my opinion, by the way, will compromise by selecting day and date, which is releasing in theaters and online on the same date, for certain selected movies only, not all movies. That'll be a really good compromise eventually.
Thank you, Jason. As we look to the future and considering all of these trends, which could be a challenge for people that want to enter into this industry as new producers, wanted to get your feedback as to what barriers and challenges do you see for a new producer entering this market, and what ideas or what suggestions you have for them?
Sure. This does represent a brave new world, in my view, especially for industry newbies. The new business model emerging and taking hold for micro-budget movies that bypass theatrical are becoming far more valid and are making money. And so there are more choices in general for consumers and for talent. Now, for talent, the industry newbies tend to get involved in micro-budget movies and other expressions, of course, online. But let's turn to movies just for a moment. This is an exciting new world where newbies gain experience and credit and not much money, that's not part of the model, but it is a welcome approach, and it generates so much more product online platforms, exclusively, globally, and to just refer to some of my former students who are in the arena doing this, they have made money making genre movies for under $250,000. That bypass theatrical. Very exciting for newbies.
Thank you, Jason. That's good recommendations and emphasis on the opportunity. Lastly, we wanted to highlight and ask you a quick question about the Movie Business Book, which is now in its fourth edition, going back to the 1970s in its first edition. I know it's been a long journey, but with respect to the fourth edition, we wanted to get your three takeaways from the last edition, and what do you see are the key takeaways from the book?
Sure. Thank you. First of all, full disclosure, This is how we met. For heaven's sake, it is my honor to have your chapter. And especially, it was such a joy. I've told you this directly, but if you don't mind, such a joy to work with you in this dense content that you are such an authority on. It was such a pleasure to learn so much from you in terms of studio counting. It's not only the knowledge, okay? But it's the conversion of the knowledge to accessible, bite-sized bits of information in your chapter, building upon page by page, so that anyone reading it, being introduced to the field, becomes comfortable and as a result, armed with the information of understanding how challenging but how clear in most cases, studio counting, the process of studio counting actually is, because it tends to be kind of scary process. And we wanted to, as you know, we wanted to dispel that for the reader.
So, thank you, Jason.
It was my pleasure, really. The textbook has three general readerships, students, industry newbies, and movie buffs. I think some of the takeaways, just to say that this particular edition is practically brand new. There is very little foundational material from the prior edition. Many, many new participants. But here are some takeaways. It does represent rare and candid content from top executives who seldom go public about their process. From the industry world, Alan Horn, the chairman of Disney Studios, whose chapter is The Chairman's View, Blair Rich, president of Warner Brothers Pictures Worldwide Marketing, did the chapter on marketing, Kevin Feige, president of Marvel Studios, and producer of all their movies, talking about Marvel, and also the independent world, and turning to the new business model, is a whole new section on the emerging micro-budget DIY model, as represented by producer Eric Fleischman, who is 5 years out of USC undergraduate, and has made 19 micro-budget movies and never lost a dime.
Amazing.
It is amazing and a lesson. And so anyone really interested in that arena should go to Eric's chapter. And around there in the book is the concurrent discussion about online self-distribution of micro-budget features. That if an aggregator, which is an intermediary, can get your movie on certain platforms for a fee, that's great. But if you can't achieve that, you can now distribute on your own. So we have a chapter by Jamie Wilkinson, who is a co-founder and CEO of Vimeo VHX, which is an online self-distributor. And for very little cost, you can embed their player and get their analytics on your movie's website, and bingo, you're an entrepreneur. This is another big wave of transition that the worldwide industry is going through. It's very, very healthy because it results in a whole new layer of product and enterprise and experience on the part of talent. Finally, I think we have to make a big nod to where the money goes, right? Because the whole second part of the textbook is all about where the money goes, so details about release windows and revenue streams. And especially, in the area of exhibition and home entertainment and other platforms, and that goes hand-in-hand with the mysteries revealed of studio accounting in your very own chapter. There's also a focus on China, because it's such an important element today, and future technology.
Jason, thank you so much for the in-depth discussion we had this morning. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Ilan. Lots of fun.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. If you would like to reach Jason E. Squire, you can go to cinema.usc.edu, and you can also view and purchase his movie business book at themoviebusinessbook.com. Additionally, Alan Haimoff can be reached at greenhassenjenks.com or 310-873-1600. Thank you again for tuning in.